You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with producer Scott Eckersley, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Going out on the phone now to Vern Brown, who is an attorney, a former dairy farmer, and currently a consultant for international dairy clients. Good evening, Vern. How are you?
I'm fine, Cheryl. How are you?
I'm doing awfully well. I sent an article to you to have you take a look at with the Governor Snyder's new budget cuts. One of the areas he's looking at to save money is to get rid of the state's dairy farm inspectors and turn the job over to inspectors in the dairy industry. So I wanted to talk to someone who knows this business inside out and just get your thoughts on, other than cost savings, what may be behind this. Some of the industry folks say they want it to stay with the state. What are your thoughts?
I read the article you sent me, Cheryl. It was pretty interesting. It looks to me like everybody's playing pass the bill.
Okay.
Nobody wants to have to pay for it. The industry spokesperson, Sheila Burkhart, I know Sheila. She was born and raised on a dairy farm, just like me, works for MMPA, the Michigan Dairy Cooperative. But she didn't have any really compelling reasons why the industry shouldn't pick up the tab for the inspectors. And the thing that strikes me is it's basically a symptom of progress. 20 years ago, we had almost twice as many dairy farms nationally and in the state of Michigan as we do today. Dairy farms have gotten a lot bigger. There's a lot fewer of them. They're a lot more technologically sophisticated. And the kind of issues we would have had 20 years ago or even 60 years ago when the Grade A milk laws were set up just aren't around anymore. There we have a whole different set of issues, and technology makes some of the things that they used to have to do sort of obsolete.
Now, growing up on a milk farm, your folks had a very successful dairy farm in the Jonesville, Michigan area. Your knowledge of the business, would the change make any difference to me?
In terms of inspection? I don't think so. I really don't. You know, it used to be a dreaded day on the dairy farm when the milk inspector would come because everybody had kind of these old farms and the milk inspector would read the Grade A law and write everybody up because they didn't have the proper kind of door closers or something ridiculous. It didn't have much to do with the quality of the milk. And really the most important thing to remember is that every single tank of milk produced on every dairy farm in Michigan is sampled. The man who picks up the milk puts a little sample in a little plastic bottle, and that milk is tested for anything that's really dangerous, mostly antibiotics, before the whole tank load is allowed into the human food supply chain. And if that little sample tests positive for something that could be dangerous to the human food supply, the whole tank load of milk is rejected. And that's been going on for forever. So what the milk inspectors have typically done, the state's paid milk inspectors, is they look for cleanliness, sanitation, different kind of things, that techniques. But again, you can test for cleanliness, you can test for sanitation by running what they call bacteria counts on the milk. And that's done on every single sample of milk that's pulled from every bulk tank in the state of Michigan. So I just don't see a difference.
Well, so I find it interesting, and that's why I call somebody like you who knows the business who can read between the lines. It looks to you like it's about the industry folks don't want to have to shell out to pay for the inspectors versus the government. Now Governor Snyder says he'll save around $600,000 a year by doing this, by shifting it to the industry.
And I'm sure that's true, because we're still going to have the same number of inspectors. It's just that someone else is going to have to pay for them. So Governor Snyder's $600,000 saving is probably going to translate into something approaching $600,000 cost to the industry.
Is there something that we don't know about at the federal level in terms of testing of dairy farms? If it shifts to the industry inspectors, who are they reporting, their findings to?
Cheryl, this is all about science, really. It's not about subjectively examining dairy farms. It's about testing the quality of the milk. Milk is tested every single day. It used to be in the old days, people would try and sneak some water into the milk. right? You can test for that by checking the freezing point of milk. And they can check that within, I don't know, a hundredth or a thousandth of a degree of freezing point. They can tell if there's a cup full of water in 1,000 gallons. They really can. They test for all the possible antibiotics, which, you know, of course, people who are allergic to antibiotics or could have, you know, deathly reactions. But that's tested for also. Then the milk is also tested for several different methods of bacteria culturing to make sure that the equipment that was used to produce the milk is sanitary. And then the last issue is the health of the cows themselves. And that's measured what they call somatic cell count. Every sample of milk, the white blood cells present in the milk is counted. And any milk that isn't, if it has a remote amount of somatic cells, white blood cells, which indicates an infection, the milk's rejected.
So
I just don't see where anything's going to change.
Well, and that's a good thing. We've got just under 2 minutes here. It sounds to me, Vern, like science has kind of leveled the playing field for in this area.
Completely. Yeah, it really has. It's basically just an issue of who's going to have to be the people running the tests, you know. A far more critical issue really for the state of Michigan is how the manure and the wastewater is disposed of on these farms. I think that, you know, that's an issue that needs a lot more attention and probably would more directly affect the health of the average milk consumer in the state of Michigan.
Well, that sounds like another interview, Vern. I'm going to keep your phone number. That sounds like another one. We've got about 30 seconds left. I guess the bottom line question is we don't need to worry about our milk. Our milk is safe in the state of Michigan.
I think it's as safe as it can possibly be, and the people that that run the laboratories that test these samples have been calling the shots for a long time anyway, and the on-farm inspectors are basically a footnote to what really determines the quality of milk in Michigan.
Well, Vern, I appreciate you steering us through this issue, and I'll look forward to talking with you again. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Phil. It was a blast to talk to you.
Thank you very much. Talking with Vern Brown, who's an attorney, former dairy farmer, and a consultant for international dairy clients. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.